Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a very special end-of-the-year episode of Anime Talk. I am your host for today, Numbers. Unfortunately, neither Joe or Arrow could make it. They're busy with the holiday seasons. We take a look back at winter, spring, summer, fall, and we discuss what we like best throughout the year. But, of course, I'm not going to do this alone. I'm joined by many, many guests from Anime Audio Log. So, first up is Dave. Dave, how's it going?
Pretty good. Just woke up. I'll try to stay awake.
Try to stay awake. Try to pick up something.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good, man. And also joined is Az. Azariz.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm about a bottle of champagne in, so I might be a little stupid. Just putting it out there.
All right. Speaking of which, I need to open my beer. I've got it. You can hear that, right?
Yeah, I can hear that.
Nice. Yep. So I'm going to open it right now. And lastly, we're joined by Sabas, who is our newest addition to the team.
Hey.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I'd say we are going to start with the winter season. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. So my first question to all of you is, what's your favorite show from the winter season?
Nichi Bros. Come on.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Sorry, I was towards the end of the list. Nichi Bros.
Come on. That was just, like, the best one. There's no competition. Mm. Everything else was kind of either okay-ish or good-ish, but nothing stand out like Nichi Bros.
No, yeah.
Toothbrush scene.
Toothbrush, man.
Oh, no.
That's my
favorite. Come on. I lost interest I genuinely lost interest in Nisumonogatari towards the end. I was like, I keep forgetting about it.
Mm.
I dropped it.
At that scene or before that scene?
Before that scene.
You need to pick it up, man.
I need to pick it up now.
I think,
I was waiting for the Blu-rays. That'll be my excuse.
Good excuse, dude. Good excuse. And you can see the toothbrushing in high definition.
Exactly.
But yeah, me, as a Nisei Oisen sort of fan, I guess. Yeah, it's definitely Nisei for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you're wanting that Nekomonogatari that's coming out soon.
Yeah, I'm hyped, man. Hyped. 2013 is going to be great.
Not even 2013, it's New Year's Eve in Japan.
Wow. But not for me.
Yeah, no, it'll be earlier, but like it'll be a few days.
Mm.
And in a few days, they're releasing it. Like 4 episodes in a row.
Hmm.
Or is it going to be OVA? Isn't it not a movie?
No, it's like, what is it? It's Nekomonogatari Black. You know how its light novels are divided into black and white? Well, volumes. Yeah. So they're doing Nekomonogatari Black, which is a 2-hour special that's going to be from 10 till midnight on New Year's Eve in Japan.
2 hours.
Yeah. Shit. I wouldn't be able to sit 2 hours straight of Nisei Oisen dialogue.
Hey, if it's Horia Yui, I think I can sit through as many hours as it is.
Well, Black isn't that. I'd say White is worse when it comes to dialogue.
Mm.
But I like White more, by the way.
I think this is turning into a little too much Nisei Oisen talk. I think we should go back to the best.
I'm quite fine with it. But anyway, yeah. Nisei Bros. I actually recently acquired the Nichi Bros Blu-ray, so I should go rewatch that.
Yeah, I need to.
Yeah. So go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I need to get those Nichi Bros Blu-rays as well.
You do. Yeah. And then my second question is, which show from winter surprised you?
Aquarian Evil.
Okay, that's definitely a big surprise. But elaborate a bit more on that.
I just went into it, not expecting anything since I had never seen the original. I don't think I had seen a Kawamori show until then, because I haven't seen like any Macross other than Frontier. Which was that by him? Was he directing that?
I don't remember actually.
Yeah, and so yeah, it kind of surprised me with how silly but at the same time amazing it was.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the ending was also quite amazing.
It's quite ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, Twitter was blowing up on that.
For me, it was Thermiroma. I thought that was pretty cool for what it was. It was three Flash episodes, and you know what? It was the best one in the Noitamina slot for that season. Yeah, Black Orc Shooter, quite shit. Guilty Crown, we don't talk about, because we already talked about it so much.
Not a fan of Guilty Crown?
I was like, okay, I'm watching it. I got bored. I dropped it, and I was like, I should probably finish it. And then I realized, no, I'm not going
to
finish it.
I mean, I do have to say, it's one of those shows that stirs up a lot of, maybe not discussions, but at least reactions from the Twitter sphere.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I didn't scroll through all of the chart. Smile Precure, best show of the year. It was hiding there at the bottom with the OVAs.
Oh, God. Dave, I think 2013 is going to be so your year. There's so many, like, magical girl shows coming out.
Hey, it's... me and Arrow.
Yeah. He couldn't be here, though.
Prism Nana. It's going to have freaking Asumi Mai. So hyped.
Go a little old school with some Sailor Moon. Come on.
Oh, is that coming out next year, too?
Yeah.
Looks like a great year for magical girls, guys.
So many magical girls out next year. It's crazy.
So, yeah. Sabas, do you have any show that really surprised you, or...?
School, DxD, Harem King.
Ah.
That ending theme. Oh my gosh. So mesmerizing.
Oh, I heard about that.
You guys
one.
Remember that?
I need to Google that one.
I didn't watch it, but I had friends that did.
No, not really my cup of tea. I dropped it.
I believe I watched maybe one episode of it, but yeah.
Like me. It's not really for me. I watched one episode.
That ending is mesmerizing. If you haven't seen it, it's mesmerizing. It's like psychedelic.
That's what I heard.
This looks like some Shaft ending, actually. Or Silver Link. Anyway, the show that really surprised me is actually Papa no Yukoto Kiki Nasai. Because if you look at the... Okay, this is the case with most anime, actually. But if you look at the summary...
Feel.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't look too good. There's like a 3-year-old girl or something like that. A middle schooler and high schooler, and they're going to live in with this guy. So yeah, not the best opener, actually. But it's not a good anime, by all means. But I expected it to be, like, terror bad. And it actually did have some very good scenes about family and, you know, the importance of sticking together. So it was actually quite heartwarming and not quite as edgy as I had expected, even though still somewhat edgy.
Yeah, I actually get you with that. It's it wasn't as bad as I was like quite expecting. It wasn't good, but it wasn't like horrible.
No,
it had its good moments. It had its kind of heartwarming family moments, and you're like, okay, that's fine, that's good.
I never saw it, but I've listened to the either opening or ending, whichever one is sung by Horia Yui a couple times.
Yeah, if you look at the cast list, it's like
Kitaeri,
Horia Yui, Onodai,
yeah,
etc., etc. And also at the, I forgot her name, but one of the seiyuu is a real Russian otaku. So there were all these Nico Nico videos of her singing the Russian anthem. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Because she did the, because she does the loli from Girls in Panzer that's Russian, I think, doesn't she?
Yes.
That's.
I might have to learn that Girls in Panzer. Yeah, Katyusha. I might have to learn that Girls in Panzer Russian song so I can try and sing it.
Yeah, that's her. That's definitely her.
That scene was so excellent. but that's for later on.
Yeah, that's later on.
Just before we move on from this season, just shout out to Ananatsu for probably one of my favorite shipping shows of the...
Yeah, that was actually
for sure the season.
That was actually my next question.
Yeah.
Who did you ship in Ananatsu?
Kana.
Kana?
Is that even a question?
Yes, that's a question. Did As, Sabas, did you guys watch Ananatsu?
I watched a bit of it.
Yeah, I kind of stopped probably about halfway through. Need to pick it up again.
Yeah, same with me. For me, it was good. It wasn't like, oh my god, I have to finish this now, but it was good. It was fun.
Yep, I liked it.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. I think for me it was a little too slow at times. I was just like, okay, I'm quite bored. I'm just gonna
I wouldn't say it was that slow, though.
No.
I definitely felt like a lot more happened than in your regular romance comedy harem show. It was 12 episodes, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did have a proper ending.
That's good.
So, that ending.
I heard about that.
We do not speak of that ending. Although the MIB part was quite
excellent. Well, that's what I mean by that ending. Okay. The MIB was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining, right.
Hey, the one reason I would probably pick it up again was Lemon Senpai. I thought she was hilarious.
Yeah, yes. She is. Probably one of the best laughs of the year.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, other than that, I think winter's pretty much done. I mean, we've got other notable shows like Kill Me Baby.
What? Okay, we'll call it a notable show.
Yeah, second season of, or third season? Or fourth season of Natsume?
It was fourth season.
Fourth season, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
I would have watched it, but I only finished season one, so.
Yeah, I dropped.
It is good. It is good, but.
Yeah, I finished season two, but haven't got to three.
All I know is it's got more yaoi bait, Fujoshi bait. I actually did like season one, but I didn't go on with it.
It's one of those shows you just kind of watch when you're feeling like it.
That's true.
Is that marathon material? Because it's about loneliness, so you don't really want to marathon it. You know, mm-hmm. You'd feel a little depressed. It's very good, it's well written, but it's, you know, you do kind of watch an episode here or there. It might take you like a whole year to finish a season.
Don't forget Omigami SS++.
Did you guys... No, never mind.
I finished it
and it was terribly mediocre.
Yeah, it's not as good as season one.
No, not by far. Is it original?
I think it's a game. It's a game.
No, I know it's a game, but I believe the stories from SS++ are original.
Yeah, I think I read something like that.
So yeah, that might make all the difference.
Usually it does.
Pirates turned out to be disappointing. I ended up dropping it despite the Hanakana. Sorry, Sabas.
Despite the Hanakana.
I don't think I finished that one either.
No, I didn't finish Pirates. I did not finish Pirates.
Yeah, those are disappointing shows. Shows that start off really strong and then kind of the feel just drops off.
Yeah.
We're going to see more of that throughout the year, I guess. So with that, I'd say we finished Winter 2012 and we move on to...
One quick one.
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
I didn't watch Inu X Boku SS, but Sweet Parade, kind of excellent. I downloaded episode 4 just for Hanakana.
Inu Boku was okay. It was one of those kind of... It borders on being good sometimes, but it's usually average-ish.
I mean, Riichiro was pretty good female main character.
Yeah, she was... I wasn't digging the romance thing, but... You know, I thought in general it was good. It was fun to watch.
She's quite popular on Pixiv, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell she'd be one of those characters.
Did she make it far in Saimoe?
International or?
No, Saimoe, not international.
I don't want to look it up.
I don't know, because I could have sworn she did well, but she. I know she lost before the
Saimoe. All I know about Saimoe is it's about Saki.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm quite fine with that, actually. So yeah, with that, I think we should move on to spring. So spring 2012, we'll just ask the same question. Your favorite show from the spring? Let's start off with Sabas.
I actually watched this one later on, but Hyoko probably out of all of these.
Excellent choice.
Good choice.
I mean, it's a slow burn, but it really builds. So
it builds up, definitely. The start is... I hesitate to say slow, but...
It's very slow. You have to say it's slow. It's like...
I don't know, man.
Come on. No, it's not really slow. It's more like you don't care. You just like, okay, I'm done.
Or maybe you don't care.
I didn't care.
No,
I didn't care for like until it really started going, and then it was brilliant. But until...
The general opinion, it seems. It was my favorite show from episode one, so... Like, yes, this is it.
I put it on hold for like the first few. Like, after episode one, I put it on hold for like the next few, like five episodes.
I knew what was coming. I knew what was coming.
Oh, you knew?
Yeah.
Did you?
No, I didn't, but...
Did you?
No, I did the same thing. I think I didn't watch it until, like, the eighth episode came out, and then I, like, marathoned
eight
episodes.
So, S, what's your favorite pick, then?
I think I'm going to go with Suritama. I thought, you know, it's an A1 original. A1 do their originals well. They do, you know, great animation. There's no pacing issues. And it was just fun. It was, you know, colorful. And going into it, I just thought, oh, this is going to be like, you know, Kimi to Boku, just guys doing, you know, average thing, like everyday lives. But it turned out to be quite funny. There's a little bit of that MIB plot going on that worked.
I didn't like it, to be honest.
You don't like it?
No.
No?
I thought so I watched the first two episodes. Yeah. But I thought the two quote-unquote main characters, I believe, were kind of really annoying.
Oh, yeah. I can actually see that. I don't think they're characters that everyone would like. You know, one is severe anxiety, and the other one is, like, the annoying little kid going around. It's like, woo!
Yep. And I just couldn't stand it, so I dropped it.
Not to be fair, the guy in the turban, Yamada, brilliant.
Yeah, I didn't get to him, so too bad.
You should, if you got to him, you might have watched the rest of it. Mm-hmm. He was probably the reason that it was so good.
Was he voiced by Onodi?
I'm trying to remember. I really don't know. Might have.
I didn't get that. I didn't even finish the first episode. I couldn't get through it.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely not everyone's cup of tea. It's like, you kind of have to... If you just, it's one of those chill anime. You just sit... Don't really pay much attention to it, and it's just good fun to watch. That's it. It's one of those.
Yeah, it was pretty. That's all I have to say about it.
It's pretty.
So, Dave, your answer is sucky. Moving on.
Well, hold on. I wish I could say it was sucky, but Achigak wasn't quite the same as the original. The original was brilliant.
That's true.
Didn't quite live up to that until it got to Senri Yamahin.
That's true.
That was pretty great. But after talking to you the other day, I think I might have to go with Achikochi.
That's a good answer, man. It's a good answer.
It was just kind of adorable and super easy to watch.
Yeah. Achikochi is the one show that made me look forward to Mondays. Yeah, it's Monday. Achikochi is out.
I wasn't a big fan. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those series that's not really for me. And same thing with Achiga. I don't know if, like, I've watched most of Saki, but then I was like, I'm not really feeling watching the rest. I was like, ugh.
Oh, what?
Okay, not wait. Saki Achiga. Saki's better. I just thought this one was, like, kind of, eh. It wasn't good. It was not good.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's really cute, see?
Yeah. Though I will say,
that's a good thing.
The manga for it right now is like 10 bajillion times better than the Saki manga. Just saying. But that's mostly because the Saki manga is like 20 chapters of nothing happening, and Achiga is like 60 to 80 chapters. Or not chapters, happens. Pages of everything happening, and it's just ridiculous. But yeah, I like Hyoka a lot. It was a toss-up probably between Achikochi, Hyoka, and Achigahen for me.
Yeah, and that's actually the same for me. I'm probably going to have to go with Hyoka as my favorite from the season, but Achikochi is a close second, and then Saki is trending behind a third.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, Achikochi is just amazingly cute, adorable,
mm-hmm.
and just gives you warm and fuzzy feelings.
Oh yeah.
So you should all watch it.
I'll give it a shot sometime. Yeah.
When you feel like having warm and fuzzy feelings.
Yeah. You know, that might come sooner than I expect. Maybe.
Maybe you'll need it for Christmas when you feel that.
Definitely for Christmas. I'll get drunk and watch it and be like, oh, I'm so warm and fuzzy, literally, and...
And the feels.
And the feels. And the emotion.
So, yeah. So, the next question is, which show disappointed you the most? Oh, wait. That wasn't
surprised.
I mean surprised.
I probably mean surprised. Okay, let's go with surprise first, and then disappointment later.
Okay, I'll take this one because there's one that easily surprised me, and that would definitely be Opote. I went into it thinking it'd be complete trash, but it was kind of amazing. It's not quite Girls in Panzer level of amazing, but it was more than I thought it would be. It wasn't like warm or fuzzy or anything like that, but you know, I went into it thinking it'll be complete fan servicey trash. Mm-hmm. And it was fan servicey, but not in like the normal way. I'm not a gun nut, but from what I could pick up from other gun nuts, it was actually pretty entertaining in that regard. Mm. But I just enjoyed the cute girls doing cute things with guns.
Yeah. So you could say that's multiple levels of enjoyment. you could say it's deep.
Deep, sure. Deep, sure. I know, for me, it was a little too kind of, you know, weapons otaku. It was kind of too descriptive about the weapons at the beginning, so I was like, Not quite, you know, Girls with Madness gets descriptive sometimes, but it doesn't really stray too far from the point of, this is girls just, you know, playing strategy games and trying to win the Panzer tournament.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even though I'm not a gun otaku, or I sometimes enjoy when shows, like, do that. You know, it's just kind of interesting to see or learn about stuff you never would have thought of otherwise.
Yeah, a lot of sports manga are like that, or board game manga, I guess.
Actually, I have to say about sports ones, a lot of them actually, aside from like the absolute basics, a lot of them explain like some of the more different stuff. So if you are like a sports fan and you're reading something and they do like some type of move, they actually explain it.
Yeah.
But then again, you do have to have kind of the basic knowledge for it.
Yeah, I wonder about that because, okay, so Saki is basically a sports manga, right?
Yeah, basically.
Basically. I didn't know anything about Mahjong at all when I started watching it. And it was, but I mean, Saki didn't, it sort of explained it, but not the basics, not the pure basics.
No, Saki didn't explain it. Underwater Mahjong explained it with their TL notes.
Right. But I don't think I read those. So anyway, yeah, I could still enjoy it because you could feel the hype, feel the excitement.
Feel the passion. You know?
The passion, the fiery passion between competitors.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. So yeah, but moving on, As, what was your surprise of the spring season?
I think I'd say, you know, San Correa. Just because I think Joe said this a few times, you know how the manga is pretty average, or at least it starts off quite average. Mm. But the first few episodes of Sound Great were actually quite brilliant. Mm. And then it got kind of, and then it ended on there was like those two filler episodes, and they were just like, really? This is like clear fan service, but they're okay. They're not nowhere near as good as the beginning.
I felt it was fan service from the beginning.
No, it was fan service from the beginning, but when you had an episode completely dedicated to Wanko and that guy's sister, you have a project, you're clearly in this for the fan service.
I'm pretty sure I remember like on the earlier, like one second or third episode, maybe in the first, like his cousin is following him around and gets freaking stuck like in a pipe and her butt's just hanging out. And then like they show a close up shot where she's stuck inside the pipe.
It was like after the first few, I think that happened like literally just after what I really enjoyed. It went back to being average, but the first few episodes compared to what the manga was were very good. Were better than what a lot of, you know, anime do with manga adaptations, at least.
Yeah, I ended up dropping it. Dean.
Yeah,
I will say it did look decent for a Dean show.
It was very good for a Dean show, yeah. I think.
Yeah, I haven't watched Sankareya, and later on I heard more people citing it as a disappointment rather than a surprise, so...
Well, it ended up as a disappointment, because, you know, it started off strong, and then it didn't end... It ended nowhere near as strong, so it was
quite
like,
strong.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
It is too bad.
So yeah, Sabas, do you have any surprises for the season?
Some Goku collection.
Good choice.
I wasn't expecting a whole lot of it, and it turned out not too bad. I haven't finished it, but a lot of the select episodes that a lot of people recommend, you know, were really good.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, Senkole gets a lot of citation from people I respect, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I know that, and I actually started watching it again. I, like, back in the spring, I didn't have that much time, so I watched one episode, I was like, nothing that great. And then started watching it, I was like, that's quite good.
It's quite nice. So yeah, Senkole is, of course, a game adaptation, I believe.
Yeah.
Usually, I don't respect anything at all out of game adaptations.
And Brain's Base is on the game adaptation thing this year for some reason.
Yeah, what other shows did they do?
Was it this year besides the Natsume fourth season and Tonari no Kaibisukun? They did what? The Ixion Saga? That's another game.
Yeah.
So 50% of their shows this year were game adaptations.
It's quite a bit.
It's quite a lot.
Yeah. Did you watch Ixion Saga? Speaking of which.
Yeah, I watch it. I put it on hold for now until everything else I'm watching kind of finishes.
All right.
I'm probably going to pick it up back soon. It's all right. It relies on the jokes maybe a little too much, like the same joke. But, you know, if you want stupid comedy, I like stupid comedy, so I just watch it.
Yeah.
Let me pick that one up.
True. So, yeah, my surprise for the season? I didn't really have a big, huge surprise. But I'd say I'd say the relatively biggest surprise was probably Space Brothers for me. And the Somewhere Out There Arrow Blip is cheering. Because it's probably his favorite of the year, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it did go through a slump.
It did. It's really slow, and I put it on hold, actually.
Oh, actually, the funny thing is the most recent one was last week's episode. Was fine. You're like, amazing. Like, nice. We're back.
Yeah, then I need to catch up. But it is a bit of a grind. It's slated for 52 episodes or something like that.
Something like that.
A whole year at least. Mm. And I actually didn't think they'd keep my interest for as long as it did. Mm. I did manage to get through quite a bit. And, I mean, it does show that it's slated for a whole year, so... It's also quite shonen, yeah. I believe. So, yeah.
The funny thing about Space Bros is, I was actually expecting quite a lot because, you know, it was quite popular. Like, manga, it was getting, you know, a live action film and everything. I was like, okay. I'm expecting a little bit from this. I love space. And then I was like,
love bros.
Yeah, I love bros. Come on, Nichi bros as well. And there's Sakamichi bros.
Oh. Yeah, speaking of Sakamichi Bros, what were your disappointments for the year?
But this is what, the year or the season?
Or, sorry, the season, spring season. Yeah, I'm messing up. I blame the beer.
That's cool. I'm yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in the same place.
So, yeah, mine is definitely Sakamichi no Apollon. I kind of expected, I mean, it had all the... not the shoujo, but the other one.
Jose
feels, and
yeah.
Usually the romance and stuff like that is handled, you know, differently than what you're used to.
Yeah.
And it definitely was different. Mm. It's just that I feel like the execution was very lacking.
Well, for me, it was, you know, because there was so much hype, you know, Watanabe, Yoko Kanno, back together.
Noitamina, yeah, of course.
Noitamina is going to be hyped. I think I understand, like, it was definitely, you know, there's pacing issues, there probably weren't enough episodes for it, and...
That's true.
You're condensing, like, 45 chapters of a monthly manga, that's 10 volumes, give or take, into 12 episodes. I think they did a very good job for what they were given. I understand, it definitely didn't live up to the hype.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, like, hyped to crazy, like, people were expecting shit tons because of the staff, because of, you know, it's a Noitamina anime.
Well, being a jazz fan, the jazz part didn't disappoint, but it wasn't about the jazz, so I was too bad.
Yeah, if it was more about the jazz, if it was more moments like, you know, episode 7 when they played at the school festival.
Right. Well, that's a climax you can only build so many times, too.
Yeah.
Actually, my favorite scene is at the bar when... The guy sings Not For Me.
Yeah. Oh, no, when he says, don't play that, you know, the black jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good scene as well. That was really good.
Great scene. Actually,
yeah, that's the episode I dropped it after.
Oh.
I like that scene, but I just wasn't feeling the show.
The thing about this one, I think for me, it got a little bit too much teenage drama. It was a little too, like, really? I wanted more jazz. I didn't want so much... Oh my god, he's in love with him, and he's in love with her, she's in love with him, and it just got out of hand. You're like, oh, come on.
Yeah, that's too bad. I will say that the soundtrack is amazing.
Soundtrack is brilliant.
So you should all acquire the soundtrack. See, do you guys have any disappointing shows? No.
I do wish Tasogare Otome Amnesia was better, because after coming off of Idolmaster, I love Yumi Hara's voice, and I love Silverlink Animation, so I was like, let's see, Hara Yumi's voice, Kitamura Eri,
they did all right.
Silverlink, but I just couldn't stand the MC-kun. He was so lame.
I like the manga, but that ending pissed me off.
Oh, I heard the ending was terrible.
It was a piece of shit.
It was a reset ending, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Sounds bad.
But her laugh. Oh my gosh.
Also, I guess Nyarko-san got a bit... was also kind of disappointing. Like, it was entertaining at first, but it kind of...
It got old quite fast.
Yeah.
I never finished it.
Dropped it, like, after second episode.
No.
It wasn't for me. I was like, it was vibing too much, you know, too lover for me. I was like, ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, the whole aliens and... Well, yeah, but it's not really aliens, but...
It's not really about the aliens. It's more about the references.
Yeah.
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 It's like Lucky Star meets, I don't know, or Hayate. I don't know, just like any of those reference shows.
I love all the tokusatsu references. They're amazing. Transforming, stuff like that.
I thought it was entertaining when it was entertaining, but when it wasn't, it was just kind of eh.
I actually started reading the Cthulhu books. Right. And then...
like Lovecraft?
Lovecraft. And a friend of mine was also reading it at the same time. He was asking me, hey, why did you start reading this all of a sudden? I'm like, just, yeah. I heard about it, yeah. From somewhere. They're okay reads, smart reading, so.
I think that's about it from this season. I didn't watch Mysterious Girlfriend X, but I'm sure if Joe's here, he would have to shout out to that.
Yeah, you think it's his favorite show of the year?
For him?
Yeah, I mean, he talks about it the most, so.
He talks about it a lot, yeah.
So that's something. And other than that, other shows that are...
Fate Zero Season 2 was a little, you know...
It was better than Season 1.
I don't know, for me it wasn't as interesting, I guess.
Stunning, or...
I don't know, I wish there was just more, you know, Waver and Ryder. For me.
Yeah, I think everyone's like that.
What was it? The main guy, I'm not a big fan. Oh, Kotsumi and Kiryu, I don't like him that much.
I could have used a bit more saber in a suit, but, you know.
That's always excellent.
But, you know, I have Pixiv for that, so...
And there's quite a lot of Pixiv for that. So,
oh, yeah.
So, yeah, other shows that are quite important to you guys?
No, nothing important.
Not really.
Not really.
Natsuhiro Kikisaki could have used a bit more Yuri undertones, but...
I guess I dropped that.
It was entertaining at first, but yeah, I dropped.
I don't know. It was kind of boring to me.
Yarmulke was fun. It was too episodic, though, and that's the problem. Adapting it like word for word from the manga. The manga was just random. There was no continuous plot.
Yeah, it's got Ito Shizuko being local. Yeah.
For me. Yeah, Yarmulke, I didn't know what to expect going into that. I got a very entertaining show that I am not taking seriously.
No, I'm not taking it seriously.
So once I, you know, after the first two episodes or so, you get that, and then it's, okay. And it's not a very good show. It's not good, but it's a very entertaining show.
It's a bit, there's been a lot of comparisons to, like, Black Lagoon.
Nah, that's a bad comparison.
Nah, I know. Some people have. For me, it's like, it's entertaining.
Right.
It's not not amazing in the way that it tries to be deep and tries to be fun at the same time. I think that's a little, you know, it should have just chosen one way to go. But you know, it's not something I would drop. It's fun to watch, and I like how second season took a complete different direction. Variety.
Tried to. Second season is more
continuous story.
Arcs.
But
there's like one big arc and then several smaller arcs, and then and the big arc isn't going anywhere, I feel like.
Well, I have to watch episode 11, which is being delayed in sub, so watch that when I can.
I just looked down the OVAs and I'm depressed. I'm sure Michael knows what it is.
Kimi no Irimachi?
Yeah.
Oh, not Kimi.
Did you read the manga?
I read the manga. Yeah. It's
got are you still reading it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know
high five.
You know, good ending is ending before Kimmy is. It's like, what?
Is it?
It's ending in a few chapters. No joke.
Are you? Oh my gosh. Finally.
Yeah.
Good ending, more like never ending. Am I right?
Hey, finally. Where is our Kimmy no Irumachi ending? I'm just saying.
Seriously. Oh my goodness. I dropped it. How long ago now? Let's just say I didn't drop it soon enough.
And now you're stuck with it forever.
Oh my gosh. That's like most things I don't regret watching or reading. That's one of the few.
That's Kimi no Yomachi is definitely one of the most amazing manga experiences I've had in my life.
It's definitely something else.
Yeah, are you reading it, Samas?
I dropped it.
Good man.
Good reason. Wait, when? Okay, maybe spoilers, but when did you drop it?
I'm trying to remember. It was a while ago. Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay, never mind then. It'll be too much spoilers, but...
It'll be too much pain.
I mean, some people drop it at one point, and then I'm like, you don't know the terror that comes behind it.
It gets worse.
I'm so traumatized, I forgot about it.
It's a good way to forget about it.
Also, looking at the OVA, is the Ungo OVA.
Oh, that was brilliant. Good. That was good.
It's pretty great.
Mm.
If he has to watch Ungo.
Nope.
Yeah. I loved Ungo.
It was great.
Mm.
Especially the ending, the ending was absolutely amazing. I love that song and that ending. Did you see the Bakemonogatari, that someone actually made a Bakemonogatari ending, animation to that song? And it was actually really well done.
Wow.
I'm mad.
I don't think I have.
I haven't seen that.
It should still be on YouTube. If it's not, it should be on Nico Nico. But... That was pretty brilliant. But yeah.
All right. And so with that, we conclude spring 2012, and we're moving on to the summer.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
If anything, I have to go.
We'll pick it up from here.
Yeah, take it. Right. Anyway, the summer season sucks. Alrighty. That's all I have to say. Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye. So yeah, with that, Az is gone, and I say we take a quick break, and then in part two, we'll get the summer and the fall season.